It's Conway and Whitman, Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman. Filling in for Conway is Slammin' Sammy Phillips. You can go to our website at conwayandwhitman.com and you can vote on the web poll. Should Gina Grad star in Sam's new movie? Sam Phillips, about a half hour ago during a commercial break, went into Gina's studio and said, I have a business proposition. And I guess the business proposition was to appear nude in one of Sam's new B-movies.
And starring nude, not just appearing nude, not just like one of the roll-around girls in a bed. I'm talking about a lead role with dialogue and the whole nine yards.
Sam, I have a question for you then.
Yes, Brian.
Do you get your leads, your stars, starring, leading role? I mean, you just anybody can have a starring, leading role. I mean, Gina's never been in a movie before.
Okay, first of all, Brian, I beg to differ. I've been in a lot of movies. So don't try and like help in that way because that's not even true.
In what movie were you in? Oh, that's right. In Thelma and Louise, you had that supporting part where you were you spoke in Thelma and Louise.
Wait, who was she in Thelma and Louise?
She wasn't in Thelma and Louise. Oh. What were you in? Gina,
I was in. I was in.
You were an extra, Gina.
I was in Truman.
You didn't
as a lead?
No.
No, I held something.
Oh, so you're an extra. Yes. I'm giving you a chance to break out of an extra. You're not even going to be a sextra. You're going to be a lead. A lead in a B movie for a ton of cash. Cash. Money in your pocket.
Sam, I'm from Kansas, okay? We don't sell like...
Sell?
The highest bidder. We don't sell our bodies.
Well, it's not like I'm asking you to prostitute. Which there's nothing wrong with, by the way, because I say if you can get the money for it, instead of just giving it for free, why not? But it's a different... I'm hiring you because you're a beautiful woman, or I want to hire you.
Yeah, you're not hiring her.
Well, I offered to hire you. I just assume I'm hiring everybody. I'm hiring you because you're a beautiful woman. You have huge, great, buoyant breasts. You have a gorgeous ass. You're funny. I think that you can act, even though I've never seen you act, and I am willing to risk.
Isn't that part of the puzzle? Forgive me for just a moment, but isn't having seen her act before you offer her a lead role in a movie, wouldn't that be something you'd want to check out first? I mean, I don't want to question your producing abilities, but wouldn't you want to see even a snippet?
A B movie we're talking about?
No.
There's no acting in B movies. Bad acting. That's what B movie stands for. Oh. Bad acting. So I prefer if you suck.
Oh, see, that's even nicer.
Yeah. So, I'm just...
Oh, here we go.
You don't, you know, have to... Did I step over the line?
Like...
I think when you said the acting is bad...
I just wanted to remove the pressure.
It's like she wants me to get naked and she expects me to be...
No, I'm expecting you to be good at being naked, but bad at acting. And then you'd be perfect for my B-movie. I'm just saying I'm not expecting a lot out of you except to have a good body. That's a compliment.
See what where I come from?
That's less
not
pressure.
A compliment.
All right. Frank in Mission Viejo is on Free FM. Hi, Frank.
Hi. Gina, Sam, I think I can fix this whole thing up.
Thank you, Frank.
And Sam, I'm glad that at least one woman is somewhere making these movies. Better that you gals get all the money from it than some lecherous guy. But
Thank you, Frank.
Look, Sam, here's what happened. You went to a gal who's having some financial trouble, but from the Bible Belt, and said business proposition, and her mind went to Kansas City-style brick-and-mortar business. And then you said naked, and that just slammed her in... built morality. The women
Frank's
in my
totally
family,
right.
The women in my family were all like that. They weren't even happy. They were uncomfortable being naked in front of their husbands.
See, I think it's a self-esteem thing, too, not just a religious Bible Belt issue.
Could be. But for whatever reasons, Gina's grown up with a little bit of a worry about this naked on film thing and what it means in front of the public. You, on the other hand, came up through the other thing. You have a business. You see a woman in trouble. You have a way to help, and you say, I'm offering you good money.
So and it's not like I'm asking her to bang anybody. I'm just saying take off your clothes.
Is there something?
Yeah, I'm saying that you tried to do something positive from your,
right.
your moral.
So in that respect, Frank, is there something wrong with Gina's response?
No, what I'm saying is there's a misunderstanding.
I see. It's
okay, we got a cultural difference here. Gina is from I'm worried about being naked. Sam is totally comfortable with it, and a lot of women became famous, for instance, through the mechanism Playboy. So Gina needs to understand that Sam offered something she thought was a great help in her world, and Gina didn't understand that. And yeah, Sam needs to understand that Gina came from the other viewpoint.
Oh, believe me, I understand, Frank.
This is like a cultural misunderstanding, just like Frank said. It's a cultural misunderstanding.
I didn't want to hurt your feelings. I would never, though. My offer wasn't meant for you to cry. I was trying to put a smile on your face, not a tear in your eye.
Trying to give you $7,000. I mean, you know.
At least. I mean, but after I saw those breasts, I would give her more. I'm dead serious.
Oh,
I'd
so
give
you
her
could
more.
Make, like, how much more?
I mean, I told you, I'd go up to 15.
$1,500 a day?
I'm talking about $15,000 for the 7 days. I would double her money for those breasts. I'd just make sure I'd have some, you know, name stars in it that I could sell it, but I could make her the fourth lead for sure.
Ryan in Moreno Valley is on Free FM. Should Gina do this?
Oh, I should definitely do it. First of all, I don't know what's up with the whole I Have Morals Act and worried about what her family says. I mean, on the air, she's admitted to kissing girls and getting naked in college with a bunch of her friends and doing whatever.
Wait a minute, I never heard that.
Yeah, well, way to go, Brian! Like, way to go!
Now all of a sudden she has the morals and is worried about what her family thinks. And, you know, she's done freaky stuff in the past. This is a respectful way
okay, Ryan,
to earn some money.
Ryan, so am I supposed to, like, prostitute myself? Like, is that the same shit? If I was going to make $15,000, would it be okay if, like, I just went and had sex with you? Like, is that the same thing?
Well, I wouldn't give you $15,000.
And I would. I'm the dumbass that would, Ryan. Look at me.
All right.
Ryan is so mean.
David in West Hollywood. Hi, David.
Hey, Brian, Sam. How you guys doing?
Good. Oh, pretty good, buddy.
Good. Hey, Gina, you still okay, baby?
Yeah.
By the way, pardon me, guys. I got a bit of a cold. Now, Sam, if this were me you were talking to, I'd totally take it. I need the $7,000 like crazy, but I don't got the body for porn. I'm a chubby Mexican.
No, I don't do porn. I don't make porn. It's just, you know, sort of TNA stuff. It's softcore. But I wouldn't offer you $7,000, buddy. I'd offer you about $100 a day. That's how I can pay her the $7,000. See?
Exactly. But my point is, I mean, whatever you want to do with it, at the end of the day, it may be great money, but if you can't look yourself in the mirror for doing it, it's not worth it.
Thank you.
You cannot put a price on peace of mind.
Thank you.
Now, Sam, I will take $100 a day.
Leave your name with the call screener.
So I guess that's it, Gina. You identify with that. If you can't look yourself in the mirror at the end. Right. Yeah.
Basically, I think that David really said it best. I think he said it best.
But what's wrong with looking at yourself in the mirror?
What's wrong with you? Are you, as Tim would say, are you baby? Are you in your period, man?
Oh, is that what's going on?
Yeah, you must be
mental. Damn it, Brian.
She's a little emotional, more emotional than normal. Maybe that's what it is, that time of the month.
She's menstruating.
Well, Brian. See, and we have ways to deal with that on the set, just so you know. I'm just saying.
Sammy.
Why? I was trying to be cool.
Jeez.
What?
All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Eric is on Free FM. Hi, Eric. Go right ahead.
Hey, wait a minute. First thing I want to say is you're a stud and you got a big unit.
Well, dude.
How do you know?
You're a huge stud. should Gina get in this movie?
Well judging from... Wow.
I don't... Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
Wow.
Dale in Torrance is on Free FM. I think it's a chick, actually. Dale, are you there?
Hi, yeah, I'm right here.
Okay.
You kind of just said what I was thinking, but I know a million girls who would jump on the chance, and I think it's very generous of Sam to offer that to her, and I do not understand what she's crying about, and it doesn't sound like a genuine cry.
Well, that sounds real reasonable from a woman from Torrance, you know, that, you know, will do anything for money, but that's not where I'm from, and...
Well, I wouldn't cry about somebody offering me a part on a movie to be nude. What's to cry about?
There's plenty to cry about when my morals are being called into question.
Well, have you starred nude in a film?
Excuse me?
Have you been nude in a film yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay, then why are you crying about it? Did someone ask you about it? She asked you to do it. You no reason to get all emotional and... They cry about it.
Well, you know what? Maybe it's easier for me to sound like I'm really crying because I don't have dentures.
See, I can do that too. I can pretend like I'm crying because somebody
because maybe
me.
I didn't buy enough Polydent, so like it's just really upsetting.
All right, okay, all right. To both of you, please.
Oh my gosh!
Please,
holy macaroni! That was nuts.
I'm not even gonna talk to Dale. Dale,
I like Dale. Dale calls all the time.
Well, Gina, what? You're above the caller?
I'm above.
You're above me. Now you're above the caller.
I'm for totally different reasons.
Thanks, dude. Thanks for clarifying.
Ken in Redondo Beach is on Free FM. Hi, Ken.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
Hey, Kenny, man.
How you doing?
Look at you, man.
What's happening with this David Lynch-esque surreal reaction that she's having? It's scarier than hell.
I tell you, dude, actually watching it is even scarier than listening to it. I mean,
it's got to be. The only thing that could make it better is like seeing the top off, and I don't think
that's what
happen.
I'm saying, Ken. Take off your clothes and cry. I'll pay you.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean,
that's
now we're in business.
Make me not kill myself. So yeah.
Yeah. Seeing
Dan,
this.
Rescind the offer.
Rescind the offer.
But Ken just said that, like, I basically would save his life if he saw me without a top.
Well,
so
that would help, because right now I'm going downward.
Downward spiral.
Hang on to the buoys.
All right. Josh in the Valley is on Free FM. Hi, Josh. Go ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Should Gina do this? I mean, it's up to, I guess it's, well, I mean, Sam seems to be upping the offer to about 15 grand for a week's work. Of worth, but a week's worth of work, forgive me, but Gina would be nude on film.
Well, I think it depends on what Gina wants to do with her career. If she wants to be a legitimate actress, I mean, it's something to really think about.
A lot of legitimate actresses take off their clothes in film. A lot of legitimate actresses do love scenes in film.
Of course, no, I'm not. Sam, don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking your film.
Yeah, but
not
right.
All.
Yeah,
thanks,
but dude,
buddy.
But dude, I know.
I grew up as an actor, and I'm trying to make a trying to get back into it.
You want to work for $100 a day, buddy?
$400 a day.
$100.
$100. Oh. That's something to think about.
See, Gina, you need to adopt the attitude of Josh. Josh is considering $100, and you're just
Sam,
poo-pooing $7,000.
I need to adjust my my morals and my ethics.
Sam, you're throwing out acting roles to anyone with a pulse. I mean, it's like, oh, will you work in it? Will you work on it? I mean, what kind of effing movie is
it? I need bodies.
Yeah.
I need guys. And you're outside of the Home Depot and picking up a few.
If you're asking callers, it's, you don't know who what that guy looks like. You don't know that he's ever acted in his life.
I will find a role for him. There's always a role for someone. I can give you a role, Brian Whitman.
I'm fine. Thank you. I'll pass.
I might pay you a little bit more than $100.
Gina, this
you're
is,
worth it.
This is what you should have said. Sam?
Yes, Brian.
I'll be Gina. Now, Gina, this is all you needed to do.
Okay,
Gina, I have a business proposition for you.
Oh, really, Sam?
I would like you to star in my next slew of movies that I'm producing.
Oh, aren't they nude movies?
Sometimes some of the characters are naked, yes.
And I would be?
Well, I'd like to give you the lead role, one of the lead roles, and your character would be naked sometimes, yes.
Oh, Sam, no thank you. My career isn't kind of going in that direction.
You sure?
Yeah, but thank you very much.
Even if I offered you more money?
No thank you.
Okay.
Gina? That's what you needed to do.
Okay, can we just try it again and maybe just clear the air or whatever? Can I maybe just say that to Sam?
Sure, I think you do need to say it to Sam.
Okay.
I need to hear it from you. Okay, Gina.
I think you need to pass on the offer.
Okay. Yeah, Sam?
I have a really awesome business proposition for you.
Oh, really?
I know that you're struggling. I've heard that you need some cash, and I'm doing a bunch of movies coming up soon, and I would like to give you one of the starring roles in my movie.
Oh, that's so nice. Are these the naked movies?
You know, I do those Busty Cops movies. Yeah, it's a similar kind of movie to Busty Cops, but a totally different series.
Oh, no, thank you.
Very good. Very good, Gina.
I would accept no. Right. I would take that.
Marcy in Riverside is on Free FM. Hi, Marcy.
Hi, how you doing?
All right.
This girl is driving me crazy. I mean, she's being offered something out of just something that's a business proposition, and I think she is wanting the attention and wanting someone to beg her to do the part.
Ooh, interesting.
Marcy, trying to like get inside my head. It's like psychologist Marcy. That's not it, Marcy.
Is this like a crybaby thing? I mean,
What, Marcy?
You're crying like a little baby.
And what, Marcy?
Yes or no.
You know what? And when you're backed into a corner and somebody asks you to go prostitute yourself, I would love to see you take the money and get on your back. But that's not the kind of girl I am.
I would hardly say starring in a B-movie is prostituting yourself. Let's just back up
there. Well, Marcy sounds like she would do whatever it took. So I don't know.
But if you're in a financial situation... Anybody listening, don't you do whatever it takes to get out of it?
Well, I don't think you do whatever it takes.
Not when it's, you know, like time-stamped and like...
Time-stamped?
Like,
right,
like it's, you know...
In 20 years. Yeah. Right, yeah, sure, right. All right.
Wow.
I mean, I'd rather take like a Jordache ad.
I can't give those out. I'm trying to get one back myself.
Right, she's doing, I mean, low stuff.
Yeah. I didn't know this was going to cause a big commotion here at 97.1. I was just trying to help a girl out.
John and Ukaipa is on Free FM. Hi, John.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, dude.
Hey, buddy.
Dude, Sam.
Yes, John.
I'm a cop.
Ooh, I love that.
Baby, I'll do it.
Really? Will you come in uniform?
We're not casting dudes, idiot.
I love it. I could use a good cop on the set. Hung up on that man.
Yeah, it's not a casting call.
Why not?
Because your one offer already to Gina to appear in your retarded movie.
Hey, it is not retarded. Don't speak about a movie like that.
Has reduced Gina to tears here at work.
Yes.
I don't need these guys calling up, I'll do it for $100
a day.
Well,
you know what?
I mean, these guys
I made an offer to Gina Grad. She turned me down. I still need to cast these movies, and I'm open for suggestions.
Victor, go ahead. You're on Free FM. Hi.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Good. No speakerphones, dude.
Hey,
can you get off the speakerphone, Victor?
That's good.
Okay. Hold on.
Jesus Christ.
Oh. Well, you know, he's on hold.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Wow, that's a long time.
1.
Wow. That took a very long time for him to... across the room and
longer than I think the audience needed to wait.
That's true. Good point.
Craig on the 5 freeway is on Free FM. Hi, Craig.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Should Gina do this? Should she get in this movie?
Gina decided the minute Sam asked her. She actually respects Sam a lot and decided at that moment that she was going to do it, and she can't deal with the guilt and the regret that she's going through right now. That's what she's crying about.
Oh, my God.
She decided that she's going to do it. And she's been waiting for Sam to actually make her an offer, and that's what she's going through right now.
Oh, my God. Because you know what? She has kind of, like, showed me the silhouette of her breasts without lifting up her top before, but she almost wanted me to notice the fact that she had a great body, knowing maybe that I produce these movies.
Totally. She has total respect for you. She admires your...
She wears hot outfits all the time, dude.
There's an established relationship. She wasn't offended from what you asked her. She's just having a hard time. She doesn't know how she's going to explain it to... You know, she's finally caved in, and she's decided she's going to do it, and she doesn't know how to deal with it. You know?
She doesn't know how she's going to present it to mom and dad, is what you're saying.
That's exactly.
And you know what, Craig? I really do respect your opinion. I really do. And I think for somebody else, that is like you hit the nail right on the head. But here's the thing I think you're missing. I'm not a whore.
No,
I don't know what kind of girl you hang out with, but like I'm not a whore.
But Gina, whores don't star in my movies.
No one called you a whore. They want you to display your beautiful body.
I'm not asking you to bang for a buck. I'm just saying take off your clothes for a buck.
You think so highly of yourself. And
I'm not a whore. I have a vocal degree. Like,
it's a simple decision.
Dorothy, you're not in Kansas anymore. This is Los Angeles.
It's a proposition, and it's a simple yes or no. You either accept the business proposal or no, because you have the integrity and you're not going to do it. It's very simple.
Oh, boy.
Nothing for you to be crying about. It's either, yes, I'll do it, and you can't deal with the guilt, or no, I'm not going to do it because I respect myself.
But, Craig, what about all of my training, my hard years at the University of Kansas?
Get out there and do something about your career.
Well, hello, I'm kind of trying to, like, work at a radio station, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah, but you're also starving here at night.
Take this offer from Sam.
Well, maybe she will take the offer.
Maybe I will.
Yeah. Oh, she's not going to take my offer. Are you kidding me?
How many chicks kicking
and screaming all the way for the last 49 minutes.
How many chicks do you need per movie? I mean, like when you're going to cast a movie, you need a half a dozen chicks?
No, 20 to 40.
Oh, you need that many?
Uh-huh.
Oh, all right.
Lots of love scenes. And again, I do employ sextras, which are actors that just come in for a love scene, which I can understand if you're offended that I ask you to be a sextra,
right.
Gina Grad, but
right.
I'm asking you to assume one of the lead roles in my B-movie.
And do I have to, like... simulate.
Okay, now this is the thing.
See?
We can negotiate that.
Oh.
I would like to have you naked in my movie. I do pay extra if you have simulated love scenes. I will keep your rate as it is, but I will require that you are in another scene naked with another girl, but you don't have to be touching. Say you're just showering.
Maybe.
I don't know if her pops is going to really...
Would you tell... Like your dad? And
honey, they're on HBO, Showtime, and Cinemax. It's hard not to see them.
I think I'd have to.
Right. We could put a wig on you. I just need your breasts.
Really?
And your ass. Yeah.
Could you not show her face? Maybe that would be a difference. I mean, could Gina appear in your film, but you don't show her face?
Maybe I could do some prosthetic work, some special effects, get Kevin Yeager down on my set. And, you know, he's one of the top Hollywood leading special effects makeup artists. And maybe we could disguise you.
Could you put, like, you know, the unknown comic, like a bag on her head and she can run around just, you know, with her boobs hanging out? And
yeah, but, I mean, she's got a nice face. We want to capture some of her features.
Well, no, but how about that, Gina? We put a bag on your head.
Yeah, what if nobody saw your face? And it was just your TNA.
How about we draw eyes and we draw a mouth and nose on a paper bag like from Vons and you just run around with your boobs swinging around?
Well, that's actually...
Is that a fair...
Brian, up until you said that, that really isn't a bad idea because, as you know, I have experience with
a degree
the bag on my head.
From the University of Kansas.
Yeah, well, and that.
For vocalization.
Vocal degree.
Oh, there you go.
All right, Armando in Ontario is on Free FM. Hi, Armando.
I wanted to tell Gina that she's in Hollywood. Everybody's already practically naked. Quit acting like a little girl and get naked. Matter of fact, I want to add some money to the Get Gina Naked Fund. I want to add a fin. Put me down for a fin. I want to see her fun bags. That's what I want to see.
How much are you paying?
So he's adding 100. That fin is 100.
A fin? What is he, broke? Please.
He's actually paying for one of my males to actors.
Yeah, the guys
on the set
make that much. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. A wild night here. Sam Phillips filling in for Conway asked Gina Grad to be in one of her B-movies. It requires full nudity.
And actually a series of B-movies. It's not just one. I'm giving her a huge opportunity.
Yeah, Gina,
look how she's just slapping me in the face.
Well, I don't think she's slapping you in the face.
With her breast.
She's very emotional about it, and I think she thinks the offer is beneath her.
She's insulted by my offer. I know people that would be thrilled.
Yeah.
Thrilled.
No, I'm sure. Absolutely, Sam. Long list.
Yes, and incredibly, this is Hollywood, Brian Whitman.
Oh, come on, come on.
Oh, my gosh.
Jesus Christ. She's nuts.
She's upset.
There she goes.
Oh, slamming the door.
What a lunatic.
You know what? This is the only town where you could do a good deed and it bites you in the ass.
Unbelievable. It's Conway and Whitman on 97.1 Free FM.